This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The news that the UK has begun administering a COVID-19 vaccine should not be an excuse to ease up on vigilance and prevention measures, the UN Health Agency said on Tuesday. Dr. Margaret Harris from the World Health Organization, WHO, told journalists that vaccines were a great tool, but that it would be a long time until they provided protection for all.
They will be very helpful, but the effect of the vaccine in providing some kind of immune barrier is still far off. The things that must be done to prevent an increase, an uptick, a surge, whatever you want to call it, are the public health measures.
These precautions included social distancing, hand washing and mask wearing, Dr. Harris said, before insisting that every case of infection should be identified, as should every contact, backwards and forwards, along the chain of transmission. These measures must be done with ever greater rigour to stop the intense transmission of the virus, Dr. Harris added, as the UK started giving the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to elderly patients. To Somalia now, where the UN Migration Agency, IOM, has appealed for help to entrepreneurs hit hard by the pandemic to dissuade them from leaving the country and risking their lives in search of work. Out of 320 women-led firms in the capital Mogadishu, IOM cited a report showing that almost 60% had been forced to shut down during the pandemic and more than 30% had closed permanently. Remittances have also fallen sharply, a major problem as 40% of households are believed to rely on money sent back to Somalia, IOM said. To help those struggling most, 185 people have been offered assistance, which the UN agency maintained would directly improve the lives of more than 1,100 family members. Cash assistance is a key component to help entrepreneurs restock supplies, pay rent, electricity or loans, said Richard Danzinger, IOM Somalia's chief of mission. Addressing the impact of COVID-19 on Somalia's economy is imperative to reduce push factors for migration that can put at further risk individuals in vulnerable situations, especially women and children, Mr. Danzinger said. Finally, the United Nations-appointed Special Rapporteur on Torture has appealed for the immediate release of Julian Assange from prison in the UK, or else place him under house arrest ahead of extradition proceedings for spying. In a statement, independent expert Niels Melzer pointed out that Mr. Assange is not a criminal convict and posed no threat to anyone. The call comes 10 years after Mr. Assange's first arrest on the 7th of December 2010. He is linked to the online publication of classified files by WikiLeaks, the online news leak site he founded. A decision on his extradition to the United States is expected early in the new year. In a statement, the rights expert noted that there had been an outbreak of COVID-19 at Belmarsh Prison where Mr. Assange is being held. His prolonged solitary confinement in a high-security prison is neither necessary nor proportionate and clearly lacks any legal basis, Mr. Melzer said. Daniel Johnson, UN News.